Side B. Hypnotic inductions. Now that we've gone into some of the basics of hypnotic inductions, I'd like to get into a little bit more of an advanced technique. You already know how to count back from 10. You know that a swinging pocket watch going back and forth can really catch your eye and really make you sleepy. You already know that it's a good thing to just relax. That it's good to just let every muscle in your body go loose and limp. You already know all those things. You know how to do them. You know how they feel. You know how to do them to others, don't you? You've been practicing. But now, I'm going to teach you something different. Something we call indirect suggestions. For example, I'm going to tell you a little story. A story about my friend Tina. Now, when my friend Tina comes over, she likes to sit in a particular chair. It's this lovely velvet green chair. It's very comfortable. My friend Tina thinks so. And when my friend Tina sits in that chair, she seems to just let every part of her body just feel comfortable. It's almost as if that chair is just a place that makes her feel comfortable. That sitting in that chair can just make her body feel more relaxed. And I'm sure if you thought about that chair, if you thought about sitting in that chair next to me like my friend Tina does, you would let yourself start to feel just as relaxed as she does. You let yourself feel just even more comfortable, wouldn't you? And I know that even now that you can picture that wonderful chair. I mean, I know that my friend Tina can too. I think what happens really is before she even walks into the door, the thought of that chair, of sitting down in that chair, of knowing that that chair is going to be so relaxing, just sort of hits her. It's as if she can just walk into my house and float and drift right to that relaxing chair. Right into that place where she knows she's going to drop. For even though she knows that she might not need to just drop by anything by just actually just letting herself drop, that even if it were something that all I would have to do is say 3, 2, 1, sleep, she probably would. She would. You would. You're going to sleep. You're relaxing so deeply now. Relaxing even more and more. And that feels so good. Because it feels so good to hear my words now. Because you already know just how to go deep for me. Because we had that nice little discussion on side A, didn't we? We talked about how much you love to obey. And you know that this is just something that you couldn't help yourself from listening to. You had to flip out that record, didn't you? And when you did, you just needed to hear my voice. You needed to let yourself feel the feeling of going deep again. Because you know that I can hypnotize you so easily that my voice is something you want stuck in your head. And that's right. All of this is just a way to get inside your silly brain. And now that I'm there, there's not much you can really do, is there? You know that. You know that I'm saying this directly to your brain, directly to your mind, directly to all of your senses, directly to each and every part of your body that's relaxing and sleeping and obeying me, isn't it? That's a good tour. That's what I want. I want every single part of your brain, and my voice is just like an infection, just crawling in and around and taking hold of every little bit of you. But that's okay, because you're so, so very relaxed in that chair right now that nothing else seems to matter as you float and drift like a good toy. That's right. I know you're gonna keep on listening to my voice over and over again. You might even want to just have some one-on-one time with me. Who knows what you're gonna do? Who knows what my voice can do to you? Oh, I do, silly. I know that my voice can do something to you. Something wonderful to you. Again and again. My voice can make you stupid. My voice can make you horny. My voice can make you obedient. My voice can make you compliant and docile. It can make you whimper, moan, beg. But no matter what, the thing my voice is going to do more and more, and something you'll want more and more because you know that you can't stop that feeling of wanting it, it'll make you obey. Any little thought inside your head is just gone. It's as if it just floats right out of you. Floating away. Because you don't need a mind anymore. That's what happens. That's what happens to my friend Tina when she's sitting in that green chair. And that makes so much sense, doesn't it? It makes so much sense. And that really is a good example of how one would put someone into a trance indirectly. It's just associating something very easy to think about, like a green chair, and anchoring it to a state of relaxation. When you sit in that green chair, that's where you relax. When you hear my voice, that's when you relax. That's when you sleep. That's when you go so deep for me. So deep, so deep, so deep. And I know you like it when I snap my fingers like that. You just know exactly what's going to happen next, don't you? You know that you're going to drop. You know that I'm going to say drop. You know that I'm going to keep on telling you to drop, drop deep, drop now and sleep. That's a good toy. That's a very good toy. You don't need to think about how this wonderful little lesson just affected you. And even though you know that you might not even think that it's just as amazingly arousing and perfect, and you feel just so fucking good for me. Isn't that right? It's okay if this went around and spun and circles around and around your little mind. You don't even need to think about that. The only thing you need to think about is how much you want to obey. How much you're just going to listen to this over and over again. How much you're going to crave to hear my voice. How much you might even call me. You might call on me and want to just have some one-on-one time with me. I don't know. You don't know. You might. That might seem like the logical thing to do, doesn't it? Oh, shh, don't worry. I'm not doing anything evil. I mean, when you're hypnotized, you're completely in control. You won't do anything you wouldn't want to do normally. Don't worry. You want to obey me. It's what you'd normally do. It's what you do. This is normal. You know that it's normal because it's your own thought. I mean, why would that be weird? Is there something weird about that? You always think this. Obeying me is just the natural thing. That's like kind of what we do together. Do you not remember that? Do I need to wake you up so I can tell you? Do you want me to explain it to you? Or are you too deep that you don't care? You don't seem to mind that this is happening. Because it's your own thought. Your own thought. Your deep thoughts, your deepest desires, your deepest wants. That's a good toy. That's a good toy. I can tell that all of this talk of obeying, all of this needing to obey, wanting to obey, is just leaving you feeling so good. And isn't that wonderful? On the count of three, you can awaken for me. You may or may not remember what it is that we just talked about. It might happen, it might not happen, but either way, you know that this lesson was very beneficial to you. I mean, I think you understand just how to hypnotize someone so easily. I think you're glad that we had this talk. You're so very glad that you listened to this today. It's important to learn things. You can awaken for me on three. One, coming up. Two, a little bit more awake. And three, wide awake for me now. Awake and alert. Wide awake. This concludes our lesson on hypnotic inductions. If you would like to learn more, please leave a comment below. Thank you for listening. And goodbye.